Our dua this morning is from the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. There are several ahadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, in the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim, which tells us about the virtue of the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, which contains du'as and supplications. These last two verses of Surah Baqarah were given as a treasure to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of Mi'raj. It's a treasure from beneath the throne and the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was not granted to any previous Nabi, to any previous Prophet. And it is strongly encouraged that we recite these two verses before we go to bed every night. Actually, Ali radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that anybody who had any sense would never go to bed at night without reciting these verses. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, do not take us to task if we forget or we made a mistake. One is you intentionally sin and one is you simply didn't know or it totally slipped your mind. And for that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not take you to task. Although out of humility, we still ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Then we say, O Allah, do not place on us such a burden like you placed on those before us. Masail and rulings in the Sharia of the Banu Israel were made quite stringent because of their disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has not done the same for us. That the more we disobey, the more stringent the rulings become. And that's a mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon us. And we acknowledge that. Then we say, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Our Lord, burden us not with that which we have not the strength to bear. Technically, Allah will not give you more than what you have the capacity to deal with. But sometimes you have the capacity, but due to your weakness you are unable to do it. We have the capacity to work 8 hours a day, but because of our weakness, we may find it difficult. So we say, well, Allah, you know our weakness, go easy on us. That's a way of putting it in terms of common language. Then, wa'afu anna waghfir lana warhamna, that, oh Allah, pardon us, grant us forgiveness and have mercy on us. Anta maulana, you are our protector. Fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin, so help us to victory over the disbelieving people. What we learn from here is that these du'as, although they may be, so to speak, basic du'as that we recite or we hear often, they are mentioned in the Quran and they have great benefit and virtue, and we should recite them with enthusiasm and with consciousness of the virtue. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ.